It's the Morning Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the National Agriculture Day Observance. It's coming up March 14th. Steve Alexander has the report coming up after this. I'm Max Armstrong, and I'm honored to tell you about Ag Day 2019. The Agriculture Council of America proudly celebrates the wholesome contributions of our country's farms and farm families each March on National Agriculture Day. We celebrate because agriculture is at the heart of our country's health and prosperity. It's our backbone, the fabric and fuel of American ingenuity. Quite simply, it's food for life. The Agriculture Council of America and our esteemed industry partners invite you to celebrate National Agriculture Day on March 14th, 2019. You can find ideas for planning your own Ag Day events on the National Ag Day website. That's agday.org. We invite you to join us as we pay tribute to the wholesome contributions of America's farmers. Agriculture, food for life. Steve?
Thank you, Max. I am here because Max is wrapping things up at the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, Kentucky. He had the pleasure of meeting a lot of people there who listen to him on Midwest Digest or see him on This Week in Agribusiness. One farmer from southwestern Indiana dropped by the Case IH booth where Max was holding court to deliver one of her famous apple pies that she baked just for Max. Oh yeah, it's good to be Max. It is pothole season, again, and in some areas it's a banner year for the buggy benders. As temperatures yo-yo between above freezing and below freezing, the potholes seem to magically appear, often big enough to do serious damage to vehicles. In Kansas City alone, 1,400 reports about potholes have been called in so far this year. That's five times more than the same period last year. And statewide, pothole reports are up 40% from last year. And we know this is not just happening in Missouri. On I-65 in southern Indiana, there was a multi-vehicle and multi-state crash. Two semis, an RV, and a pickup got tangled up in a chain reaction crash. When a semi slowed down, the pickup behind it did too, as did the RV behind the pickup, but another semi behind the RV did not. Both semis went up in flames, the driver of the pickup from Illinois and the Wisconsin couple in the RV were killed. In Illinois, the minimum wage is going up to $15 an hour. That's more than double some of the neighboring states. The Democratic legislature rammed it through, and the Democratic governor says he'll sign it, but the $15 will not take effect until January 1st of next year. It looks like the former manager of a western Minnesota co-op grain elevator will be spending some time in prison after a swindle that cost co-op members millions of dollars and put the co-op out of business. 56-year-old Jerry Hennessy of Dalton pled guilty to federal charges of mail fraud and tax evasion. Prosecutors say that over a 15-year period, Hennessy lied about the amount of grain in storage to obtain a $7 million line of credit, which he used for real estate and exotic hunting trips for trophy animals, a $1 million credit card account at Cabela's, and other high living. While the law requires that he pay back the money he stole, there's no way he can pay back the trust he stole. He'll be sentenced in June. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.